Brett Hollander, we're back here on WBAL. This is the Pat Scarry Show on BAL, and we're joined now by the head basketball coach at Towson University, Pat Scarry. Coach, how are you?
Good. How about yourself, Brett?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays to you and your family, and I guess not so happy these days for the Towson basketball team.
No, you know, we've got, you know, we're obviously struggling to, especially on the offensive side of the ball, whether it's making foul shots or perimeter shots, and then obviously, you know, we're always concerned about taking care of the ball. So we've got to rectify that to give ourselves a chance to win a ball game.
Let's start with last Saturday and the loss to UMBC at home, 62-58. Nwankwo had a good game. He had his fourth double-double that night. You just fell a little short. Tell us about that game.
Well, you know, a hard-fought game. I thought we guarded pretty good. We held him, I think it was like 36%. Thought we should have been better on the glass, which we didn't do a good enough job. And then we felt like we took too many threes. We knew they were going to play us all zone, and you know, we settled a little bit. So we've obviously got to understand shot selection. But, you know, most importantly, went right down the wire. And to UMBC's credit, they were 20 of 26 on the foul line. And unfortunately for us, we were 8 for 25, which is hard to do. And actually is the worst game, worst foul shoot performance since 1968-69 in an NCAA game. So, we got to the line a decent amount. We just
a 4-point loss when you go 8 of 25 from the foul line. It's not rocket science, is it?
It's not. You hate to, you know, we're not trying to miss them. So, you know, our message has been to our guys is that we've got to continue to guard. We've got an offensive rebound at not a decent rate, a really high rate, and then obviously we cannot turn it over. So, those need to be absolute 100% consistencies every night out for us to, you know, to win based on the way we're shooting the ball.
Yeah, terrible loss when you factor in those two things, and then 4 of 20 from beyond the arc.
Yeah, normally if you put up those kind of numbers offensively, you're normally going to get your brains beat in. But I do see some really good improvement on the defensive side of the floor, so hopefully that's something that will continue.
And as far as the loss on Wednesday night at Coppin, you had a lead in that game. It ended up being a little more lopsided than the reality, 71-57, lost to Coppin. Tell us about that loss.
Well, you know, yeah, we were up early. Then they pressured us. They went to some press, you know, full-court pressure, which we thought we'd see. And, you know, we turned it over a lot, which we hadn't done. But obviously on the road, you're always concerned about that. And we had struggles at the foul, and we got it down to three a couple times in the second half. And we had struggles at the foul line. We were 9 for 24. Which, you know, like I said, that hurts you.
I mean,
and
almost identical from
the
game on Saturday.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're doing a pretty good job of getting there, but, you know, we're not making them. We guarded well, even better than UMBC. They only shot 33% against us, so guys are buying into that piece of it. But, you know, it's you know, once again, for us, if you're not knocking down shots, you've got to be unbelievable efficient on the offensive glass, and you can't turn the ball over. You know, you just can't turn the ball over, and we did that. We had way too many on
21.
The road.
21
yeah,
turnovers.
We had 21 turnovers, and we had 9 from our point guard, and you just, you know, we just can't do that and expect to win. I was happy with how we guarded. I think you can sit, you know, continue to always see that. We've got to understand, we use a term a lot with our guys, but winning plays. And another phrase is hit singles. You know, we don't have home run hitters. And I think maybe a couple guys are pressing that think they've got to hit home runs, and they don't. They got to put the ball in play and let us do what we do, which will give us a chance to win basketball games.
Well, right now, every once in a while in sports, when you look at game stats, things just jump out at you. And when you talk about 37% from the foul line, and when you take as many foul shots as you're taking, and then the 21 turnovers, I mean, it's just a very basic equation. If you get a little better at those few things, you're losing some tough games here. There is light at the end of the tunnel in the near future, maybe.
Well, there is, and you know, the we made a change on staff today. I fired Shaquille O'Neal. A lot of people don't know I brought him in as our free throw shooting coach. And we got rid of him, and we're hoping that moves forward. You know, honestly, it's a tough thing because, you know, getting to the free throw line is important. We do that more than our opponents, which is a great sign of effort. But, you know, we're not making them. And, you know, we'll just continue to shoot a lot of them. And it's not something, you know, guys aren't trying to miss. So it's not something we ever talk about with them. It's unfortunately, we're somewhat built that way, that we get fouled and just aren't great, you know, free throw shooters. The difference is that's not as controllable as, like I said, taking threes when you're not a great three-point shooting team.
Right. You want to continue to get to the foul line.
I think we have to because obviously for us, because there's a chance offensive rebound it stops the game. We don't have a lot of guys, so it allows you to catch your breath, and then hopefully it puts some of the other team's better players in foul trouble and allows us to get back and do what we do best, which is guard in the half court.
So how do you improve upon bad free throw shooting? Is it something you can practice? You don't want to talk about it. People might start to press. It only makes things worse. But how do you get better at it?
Well, we added this week, we were 336 out of 338 in the country right now.
Oh.
We went to shooting, and obviously my fault, but we've added a couple extra segments of free throw shooting in practice and with some running that comes along with that. Because obviously what we've got to make sure we're doing, if we're not great free throw shooting team, we've got to make sure we are optimally concentrating at all times. So that's hopefully a way to improve our concentration a little bit. And then like you and I have talked about before, especially with young teams, just moving on to the next play. If you miss the first one, next one, you can't worry about that. And unfortunately, guys know what they're shooting from the foul line. That's a hard one to pretend you don't know about, unfortunately. They do. They know what they're shooting from the foul line. And we just got to believe that by a lot of practice that they'll eventually start knocking them down, which is what I've told them. You're doing a good job getting there. Keep shooting them, and I think they're going to go in.
And as far as the turnovers are concerned, we've talked about this from Jump Street. You knew it would be an issue. It is an issue. You only have so many options right now. Teams are going to press you, and they're going to continue to press you as the season goes along. Is there anything a coach can do?
Yeah, there is. There is. And you know what? That's the thing that will drive me up a wall more than anything, because we had three straight games. We had much lower turnover numbers. And I really felt like last night when we were up, we got away from it. And then after we made a run to cut it, we got away from it. And just guys getting away from a lot of the fundamental stuff we drill every day. And, that's a habit thing, and that has to change. Playing off 2 feet, playing low, ball faking on the catch, meeting passes. Those are things we drill on every day in our skill work. We spend a half hour a day on skill work, and so we watch a lot of tape. And then those things that they have to carry over, because ultimately those are what win you basketball games. So we've got to, my belief is that will improve for some guys. And, some of it's probably a mental thing as well, like a mental toughness thing, the ability to focus on, the immediate task at hand.
All right, when we come back, we have much more to get to with Coach Pat Scarry, head basketball coach at Towson University. That's next year on BAL.